Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Wrong. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! Ugh. I hate them! I hate
okay,
them!
Well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
When the road's rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, just remember what your old pal said, boy.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks. My name is Kelly Rayburn. Michael Rubin Cloggs will be in just a moment. Just let you listeners know that today is going to be the National Accessibility Day for many people listening to us on CITR 101.9 FM, and I've lost my, there we go. And of course, yeah, so it's a National Accessibility Awareness Day. We do this every year from every third Thursday of every Wednesday. So check us out from 12 noon until 6. I'm going to be available from 4 to 5 to talk to the Richmond Disability Center that is happening on there. So check us out later on. And then, of course, we have our half-hour show on Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM. All right, so while we're taking a break for just a moment, we're going to play you some postmodern music. This one is going to be the Poker Face song, the 1946 Big Band Style, so featuring Kelly Jekyll. So we'll be back in just a moment here on Community Living Show.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas plays. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me. Play the car's space to start. After he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart. Oh, 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 oh. I'll get him high, show him what I got. Oh, 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 oh. I'll get him high, show him what I got. Carry mine, oh, he can be face. I wanna roll with him, a heart pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun, fun. kiss or hug him, cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay. Well, I promise this, promise this. Shake his hand, cause I'm marvelous. Woo!
Let's get drunk on my- the rest of my life. Say yes, cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend. No, tell me no. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? I'll marry her anyway. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'll marry that girl. Marry that girl. No, no, no. No matter what you say, I'm gonna marry that girl.
Mi camino a través de la oscuridad, guiada por mi corazón. No sé decir dónde el viaje va a terminar, pero sé por dónde empezar. Dicen que soy demasiado joven para entender que estoy atrapada en un sueño. Bueno, la vida me pasará si no abro los ojos. Bueno, por mí está bien.
Despiértame cuando todo haya terminado. Cuando sea mayor y más sabia. Todo este tiempo he estado encontrándome a mí misma y no sabía.
Solo tengo dos manos. Deseo tener la oportunidad de viajar por el mundo, pero yo no tengo planes. Deseo poder quedarme así, tengo que estar siempre notando cerrar los ojos. La vida es un juego hecha para todos. El amor es el premio.
Despiértame cuando todo haya terminado. Cuando sea mayor y más sabio. Todo este tiempo he estado encontrándome a mí misma y no sabía que me perdí.
romance. Soundboy slow dance. That's all right with me. If they can't raise my interest, I have to let them be. Because we live in a material world. And I'm a material gal. We live in a material world. Yeah, I'm a material gal. Yes.
I'm not the only one.
All right, so you're tuning to the Community Living Show. That was I'm Not the Only One by Sipsman Smith version. I don't know if that is the actual person doing the I'm Not the Only One. I'm assuming it's the other way around or something like that. But it's also a part of the Postmodern Jukebox. Before that, you heard Material Girl by the name of Gunlake Carling. Hard to say it. And then before that, we heard the Spanish version of Wake Me Up, Robin Adell Anderson, Rude Von Smith, Fancy, Ashley Strud, and Kaylee, Poker Face by Kaylee Jake. And again, you're tuning in to Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. We will be back in about just a few moments. So we will be back with you in a moment.
Join us on Thursday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. for CITR's third annual Access Day.
You can listen on the air at 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca for 6 hours of programming featuring content about accessibility, self-advocacy, social accessibility, and more. There will be live performances by musicians from the Vancouver Adaptive Music Society, an interview with Accessible Media Incorporated, and segments on employment, accessibility of arts and culture spaces in Vancouver, and more.
Visit CITR.ca for more information.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Welcome to the Community Living Show here on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks. I'm Kelly Rayburn. Along with me is Michael Ruben Cloggs. How are you doing, Michael?
Oh, I'm doing pretty okay. Bit of a hassle getting here today. construction, accidents, all that sort of stuff.
Hey, all right.
Fun commute, right?
Yeah.
But
I'll leave you to it right now.
We brought along Cheryl Young. She's actually joining us from Alder Grove in her kitchen today. Can you hear me, Cheryl?
Yes, I can, Michael.
Can't hardly hear you. Hang on a moment.
Okay.
And now we can hear you.
Yeah,
we turned all the Yeah, we're on it.
Okay. All right. So we asked Cheryl to come in today because one, still for people with disabilities, housing is a serious issue.
Mm-hmm.
And Cheryl is actually working, she's actively working in the trenches, trying to find people with disabilities appropriate housing.
Mm.
And she actually has another initiative.
Another issue problems here.
Yeah, another initiative to help solve this problem through the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. Okay, do we have her? Or do we lose her?
No, we still have her, but we're trying to fix the buzzing problem here.
Oh, the buzzing problem.
There. Hopefully okay. It works.
All right. So, Cheryl, you mind answering a couple questions now?
No challenge at all. Ask away.
Okay.
All right.
So, One, you're actively working in the trenches with people with disabilities, and what is the average? I guess what's the most that you've seen people receive per month that they're supposed to get all of their services, medication, and housing through, and what's the least amount you see people getting in their disability checks?
Well, believe it or not, it's huge range. Some of our people start about $475, and some of our people get a lot more than that. But if they're on disability pension, I think that one of the strongest I've seen is $900-ish. And I don't know where you live, but I know where I live, they're paying $600 a month for just rooms, like a bedroom. And how can you do that plus pay for your heat, light, and food, right? And forget the medication at all, because medications are so expensive. So you know what? We've got poverty here. And the problem with that is we're not taking care of our people out there. And we're forcing them to become homeless people.
Sorry for the interruptions there. We're still having some bit of technical issues with the phone. Can you hold on for just a moment there, Cheryl? Okay, just hang on a moment. We will be back in a moment here on the Community Living Show.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Okay.
All right, so you're tuning into the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks, the NCRE Networks. And we're also on our two flagship stations, CFRO Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM, online, cooperadio.org, coopradio.org, and we're also on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at citr.ca. hopefully we get some difficulties out of the way, and we actually have her on the line. We're speaking to Cheryl Young, who is a member of the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation. And Michael, take it away.
All right. You know, we were trying to ask you about what people are actually seeing in a way of payments from on their disabilities. Cheryl?
Sorry. You know, my fault.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
As you're aware, they range from about $470, and the most of them make $900 and just under $1,000 for disability, which is not enough in our district to be able to afford anything. So a lot of them are couch surfing or paying for a room, which is costing $600 a month. Well, that's not a lot left over for them to be able to survive. So our project is to make it affordable for people to live, and that's where we come in with our first number lodge, number one. So hoping to help 12 people, which we've already filled, but we've got a waiting list, and they're from 22 years old, and the eldest one will be 49.
Okay.
To make it affordable, yes.
Yeah. So, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So where's this the lodge going to be located?
Oh, it's going to be in the township of Langley. It's around 64th and 269th. That's where we're looking at and hoping to put an offer on the house. And we're just finishing our all the detail work, crossing the T's and dotting the I's so that we don't make an error at all. And I heard this morning the house is still available, and they're asking, like, when, you know, we're going to move forward on it. And it's just a matter of days for us to finish what we're doing to put an offer on the house.
Okay. So once you actually you found the house, you make an offer on the house, then you have to renovate it, don't you?
Oh, actually, this house is move-in ready. It will be perfect for us to get our 12 people in with really nothing to be done to the house.
Mm-hmm.
There is a future project planned in the house, of course, add another bathroom, maybe a games room, maybe a couple more rooms. But for now, it's move-in ready.
Okay. So is there another one that you're looking at down the future? And what all does it take to actually get one of these things going? I mean, how much money does it cost, and how much time do you actually spend trying to make this happen?
Well, we've been working on this since December, working with BC Housing, and then there's red tape, the ALR, and there's also the Township of Langley for zoning. So we have been at it, like, every day we're working on this project, and now we're seeing daylight. But my goal is to actually have more money to put down on the house, because right now you're looking at $3 million for this house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just a little charity that's trying to do something, that little engine that could, right? And so we're out there starting this week working on grants and see who's out there to help us make this happen for at least 12 people. And our goal with that house is so that we can do what we said we're going to do, besides walking to Banff last year, that people know we're still out there. But also, our next project will be Chilliwack, because there's huge need out there, and that's one of our biggest support groups out there. And that's going to be a different kind of a project, too, because there's special needs there that we don't have in Langley. So each lodge will be different a bit, right?
So, you talked about zoning. I mean, it's a house. So how does zoning come into play with that?
Okay, when there's most places in the township, there's a farm or there's something, and you only allow single family dwellings. Well, we're going to have multi family dwellings, so you have to get a zone change to be able to allow that to happen, because we might all think we're family, but you know we're not, because our names are different and things. So that's what we're looking at, is changing the zoning from single family to multi-family dwellings.
Okay, because I guess to the letter of the law, while you all may feel like family, but to the letter of the law, you are not family. You're each individuals.
That's right, and we go by the book. We don't want to see anything happening down the way that we haven't done right. So we're a foundation that puts it out there and takes the time to make sure that this is going to happen and not break hearts and make people think, oh my God, get their hopes up, and then wham, right? So that's why it's taken so long, especially for me. I'm not very patient. And, you know, I'm like, but the advisors are smart, and they're making sure that we do it right. So that's what we're basically now, that's what we're working on, is raising funds for this house. Not that we can't have it now, it's there, and we can afford the mortgage. We've double-checked that, but it's to put more money down, and that's what I'm doing now. I'm out there looking for grants, corporations, people that want to help support a good project of getting people off the street, and that's our goal, is mm-hmm. help things make it better for them and give them some hope.
So, I guess outside of that, how do you help your members and people in the community find the services that they need to make life affordable?
Well, you know, it's to raise. Well, we do things like support groups. We do, and we feed them at groups and stuff like that, to make that little time every month for them to look forward to. By having help, because you know, when you have a disability, people don't always understand. And we can carry on about this, but it's true. People don't understand that these people are hungry, and I'm sorry to say that this is in Canada, and it's a huge, huge challenge out here. And if we can help by doing a little bit, then you know, who knows what's going to happen from there. And I think it's all about the people. It's not about governments. It's not about anything else. It's just about, let's feed our people. I mean, I really appreciate all around the world there's people there, too. And hey, we're planning to help. But the thing is, we've got people right here in our neighborhoods that need to be fed and to be housed. And that's our project, and we're going to take that on. So, a little bit, anyway. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, Michael. I see that there's a number of stories on your GoFundMe page.
Awesome.
And correct me, I want to make sure I do have the right one. It is GoFundMe.com, just one more step 2016.
That's
and
correct.
One is spelt with the number one, right?
That's right. And it's awesome. And
we're number one.
Yeah.
Thank you. But you know what? Everything helps. Like, we have to pay for applications, and all this has to be done in advance. Property inspections, things like that, septic inspections, because we're not going to put someone into a home that has a backup septic, you know. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure it's ready to have our people come in, and we know there's going to be challenges. When you put a bunch of people together, we found that out last year in the road walk to Banff, that, you know what, there's going to be challenges, but we're quite willing to take them on. Yeah. And, you know, so, yeah, if you can help, please help. We're just about the point where we're going to put the offer in. And you know what? And then I got 90 days to raise more funds. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do, is get out there and see what I can do to help. And if you want to help me do this project, hey, we're open to help. So does that help, Michael? We're really appreciative that you're having us today on, and be able to speak what's coming from our hearts. So, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You know what? I see that there's some videos here, and I'm going to play a couple of videos from off of your Just One More Step.
Oh, awesome.
GoFundMe, okay?
Thank you so much, Michael. And
all right.
Take care of yourself. Okay. Bye now.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Cheryl Young.
Mm-hmm.
Fibromyalgia member.
So, yeah, like I said, I opened up their GoFundMe. That is GoFundMe.com, just one more step 2016.
Okay.
And the first thing I see here is there is a video from, it looks like this lady's first name is Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she has a bit of a story to tell about Why She Needs the Housing.
All right.
So why don't we play that?
Sure. Let's go ahead, take it away.
Hi, my name is Sharon, and I've recently been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, although I've had the aches and pains for many years. I'm finding myself starting to get into financial issues around 2009-2010. I had to stop being a legal secretary. I no longer had good cognitive abilities, and it was just, I just could no longer be who I was. I used to do merchandising on the side, so now I'm a cashier at Walmart, and I like working there, but the income is not very good. Gradually through 2011-2012, I was put a little bit more restricted on how many hours I could work. And once we got the fibromyalgia diagnosis, we realized why I couldn't work 8 hours a day. And my doctor wrote a note to my employer saying, okay, let's just do 3 days a week, 5 hours maximum. And so far I'm able to sustain that. I usually work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just five and a half hours, because I get a dinner break. But Monday, after I've done my 3 days, I'm almost bedridden the entire day. It's very exhausting, and it confirms to me why I'm only able to work the hours and the days that I can. Financially, right now I'm only making about $700 a month. Fortunately, I just got approved for persons with disability funding from the provincial government of BC. And my issue right now is, what happens when I stop working at Walmart? Well, I won't have $1,500 or $1,600. I'll be down to $900 a month. And in the city of Langley, where I've been living, $950 is practically the minimum for any apartment rentals. I've been being a roommate since 2009 because of my financial situation. And I recently was I rented a bedroom in a home for $400 a month, but there were it was a bad situation for me, and the stress was getting really bad. One of the people at the house was an addict, and I just didn't get along with that person, and it just, my fibromyalgia and stress was just too extreme. I lost a very close family friend on a Saturday, and couldn't work that day or Sunday, but on the day after she died, I was grieving, and the drug addict was smoking marijuana, and I screamed and yelled at him, and I went and left and went into a hotel for 2 days. Mm-hmm. I needed to get my thoughts together, and life has to go on. I needed to grieve, and I couldn't do it at my rental. Fortunately, I was able to stay with my daughter at my daughter's place for 2 days, watching my granddaughter, and that's where I spent some time looking for another accommodation, roommates again, because that's all I could do financially. And I found a bedroom in a basement suite again, and it's in a very nice couple, They're in their 20s, and they have a dog, which I love being around dogs, but it's $600 a month. And that's just for living in the space. So I do have, you know, finances. I'm going to have to stop using my car because it's too old and uninsurable. So I'm going to have to start relying on the bus and things like that. I'm like, it's amazing how finances just, I don't know. And if I ever quit my Walmart job, I'm only going to have like the $900 a month. And right now, I just don't know where, you know, where I could stay, how things would go. And even the house that I'm at right now, what happens if this couple in a year or two want to, you know, go into a bigger suite and get married and stuff like that? I have no guarantee of where I'm going to be living. So, you know, I'm 60 now. By the time I'm 65, I have nowhere that I'd be. A couple of years ago, I asked my mom, who lives in Penticton, if I could live with her. And she said no. My mom has issues of her own, even though she owns her home. I only have two brothers, and one brother, he is newly married, and his wife didn't even appreciate having his daughter there when she was in high school. They asked her to move out, as you know, fairly quickly after high school, so I'm not asking him. And my other brother, he co-owns a home with a man, and that man's sister lived in the basement, and my brother couldn't stand living with her and a bunch of cats. So the co-owner was asked to remove, you know, get his sister out. So my brother can't put me up, having already said the other guy's sister had to go. So it's like, I can't live with my mom. I can't live with my two brothers. I only have one daughter, and she's currently pregnant, expecting the second child. So that fills up their household. And, you know, that's my family. That's it. That's all I have. I did ask one friend, but she's got issues of her own. So basically this group home, it'll be a godsend for me. It'll be something that I can put roots down. I know that I won't get kicked out, and I'll have a home until I need to go into a nursing home. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it'll be many years to come, because my mom's 82, so I'm hoping to live long. And yeah, it'll give me a lot of peace of mind. Being able to stay somewhere where I'm wanted, and also sounds like needed, you know. And so that's my story.
All right.
Well, it looks like there's a few of these.
Okay.
Do you want to maybe try playing another one?
Yeah, go right ahead. Play them all if you like. You're tuned in to the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association networks throughout British Columbia and Canada. And, of course, you are on both two of the radio stations in Vancouver, Co-op Radio 100.5 FM and CITR 101.9 FM.
And here we go. This one is Alan's story.
Okay, here we go.
No,
okay. No, we won't need 50 takes, Alan. Alan's story, number 3, take 1.
I really don't know what to say.
Start with your name.
Do I have to say my last name?
No.
Okay, and then what?
Alan.
Just say Alan. Just start with, my name is Alan, and then talk about why you need housing. And the struggle has been trying to find a place.
My name's Alan. I don't know what to say is the problem.
Okay. You're having to move again, right? Because he's selling the house, is he not?
No.
What's he doing?
He's making... There's a gym on the other side. He wants to make the gym bigger. Okay. Yeah, I'm not good at this.
How challenging is your days?
Okay. The thing is, I can only say a few words, and because it's
a few words is fine.
Yeah, you don't have to do a lot.
It doesn't have to be grand. It just has to be honest.
Yeah.
That's all.
This is right now. I can't think of. I haven't had any sleep and blah blah blah.
Yeah, but that's your story. Is you have trouble sleeping because you have chronic fatigue, right?
Well, I guess I'll use the other word, systemic, whatever.
And you're stressed, right?
Okay, well, yeah.
What's stressing you?
Yeah.
That you're not sleeping?
Yeah.
Oh, well, because I haven't moved.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
And you have a medical condition that already limits your sleep, right? What's that called?
I can't even say it now. Systemic exertion intolerance disease, because I don't like the other one.
Oh, you
chronic know. Fatigue syndrome, and ME is, there's no way I can say that.
Oh no, that's a big word.
I don't even know how they say it or whatever, spell it.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay, most of us fall over that word.
It's all right.
Okay, my name's Alan. I have systemic exertion intolerance disease. Basically, when I wake up, it feels like I haven't had any sleep at all, and I feel sick in the morning, and I don't have any energy whatsoever. And right now, I have to move because they want me out in 2 months, and I have basically no money. What I get is basically the rent money, and I need a place to stay. And I don't know what else.
Good?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Good.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Is that good enough?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah. It wasn't that hard to, like, one time.
So that was Alan's story, am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, Alan's chronic fatigue really keeps him stressed out because he doesn't sleep any more than like an hour at a time.
Okay.
And the living situation, you know, it's kind of a roommate situation, but the guy wants to renovate the house, and where Alan lives, he's getting rid of. It's going to become something else. You heard in the video. So
you mentioned about him as part of the rent that doesn't have any food.
No.
And it's like $800 a month, right?
Yeah.
So it just feels sad.
Yeah. It is sad. It's like, you know, I know we at times we really get into the political system about things and all,
right?
But it doesn't matter.
But this is Alan's story.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who's sitting up there in Victoria,
right?
You know, these are the people that we have to look out for in our community.
Yeah,
and that's what this is about.
Yeah, and it's not just in Victoria, but this is a story in Langley where Alan has some struggles.
Alan actually lives in the Newton area of Surrey.
Oh, in Surrey, yeah.
Yeah, so. You know, and people think that, especially here in Vancouver, they think this Surrey, oh, the rents are so much cheaper and all that kind of stuff. It's like, I can tell you that my rent is over $900 a month for about 1,000 square feet.
Yeah, but this is Surrey, where this is the next biggest city in British Columbia.
Yeah.
So next to Vancouver.
Which means that there are so many people that are looking for services, they're looking for mm-hmm. housing, they're looking for security. Mm-hmm. And Alan used to be a very hands-on person when he could work, but you heard he could hardly gather his words together. He was so stressed out and tired and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So how is he supposed to also hold down a full-time job, you know?
And once again, the fibromyalgia website is?
For their GoFundMe, it is GoFundMe.com, just the number one more step 2016. So GoFundMe.com, just one more step 2016.
All right. So and that's the website.
We
hope to have the fibromyalgia website as well, the main website.
The fibromyalgia main website, it is, it's elongated. It is, hang on
a moment, folks. I know we're out of time, so.
Yeah.
I would like to say thank you for Cheryl Young for having us on the show. Thank you, Michael, for coming in.
Yeah.
And do you have any plans? What's happening next week?
We have a pre-recorded conversation with Roberta Shaler.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be playing that for us
next week.
Next week, yeah.
All right. Look forward to it.
Yeah. So we'll be talking about a lot about relationships. So that is fibromyalgia wellspringfoundation.org.
There you go.
That's
why
I knew it was elongated. I knew I was forgetting a word.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right.
All right. We'll be back again next week. Same time, same stations. And stay tuned for upcoming shows that are on the NCRU radio networks. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Ooh, that dress so scandalous. You know another fella couldn't handle it. Dressed so scandalous, and you know another fella couldn't handle it. Licking that thing like who's the ish, with the look in the eyes so devilish. She liked to dance in the hip-hop spots, cruise to the groove to connect the dot. Not just her band, she liked the pop. She was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, thighs like what? Baby, move your butt. I'm thinking, sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, thighs like what? All night long. Dress so scandalous, I know another fella couldn't handle it. When you're shaking that thing like who's the ish, with the look in the eyes so devilish. She liked to dance in the hip-hop spots, cruise through the groove to connect the dot. Not just to mention, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had drums like a truck, guys like what? Baby, move your butt. I think you see the end. Drums like a truck. Scandalous, you know another battle couldn't handle it. You're shaking that thing like who's the ish?
She had dumps like a truck, thighs like what? Baby, move your butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, thighs like what? Booty go, I know you wanna show that dog, the dog, dog, dog. Said I like the way, hey, ooh, baby, I like the way you shake, I like the way you move that thing. I say, let me see that dog.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.